Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay? So it's a Bnei Maron. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in the beginning says, right?
Where does the Mishnah begin?
The Mishnah is a Daf Beis. The first Mishnah on the Masechet. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Daf Tes Zayin. So the Mishnah says, you don't need to turn there. Barosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bay Olam Ovrim Lefanav, the whole world passes in front of him, Kebnei Maron, like Bnei Maron. Simply speaking, it means individually. We're going to see it from the Gemara what that means in detail. Shenema, Hayotze Yachad Libam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forms together their hearts, Hamevin Et Kol Maaseim, he understands all the actions. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to deal with this Mishnah. So let's go to the Gemara. Gemara is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the bottom. Okay, so we have it then. So it says, "My Kibnei Maron." So Gemara asks, "What does it mean, Kibnei Maron?" In other words, the question is, "Where Hakadosh Baruch Hu judges us like Bnei Maron?" So we want to know what does this judgment mean.
How
does that translate? We're going to see. There's three different ways of explaining what Bnei Maron means. So Gemara's going to do it. Hacha Tir Gimu. This is how you translate it. Your question. This is how you translate it. Kibnei Amarna. Maron is Loshen Amarna. Right? What's Amarna? Rashi. Kibnei Amarna. So Rashi says, right? It's always good to have one with a bullet, Rashi. Okay, here it says. Kibnei Ma'arna. Kikvasim. Like sheep, Shemoni Notan La'asran. You count them to take Maisa from them. Maisa behema. Each tenth behema you take and you give it to the Kohen. It becomes a korban. He brings a korban and you eat its flesh in Yerushalayim. But it's a Maisa. Take Maisa behema. Like it's an offering. Maisa behema means the tenth of your sheep, that you own. Every 10 sheep, one that's newly born that year. Every tenth one, right? The new ones that you didn't do last year. You go through them. The tenth one you take and becomes a korban to Hashem, and you can eat its flesh in Yerushalayim. It's meat in Yerushalayim. V'yotzin zeh achazeh, and they all go individually. B'petach katan, through a small opening. She'en yochlim letzet ke'echad, because they can't go out together. Because you're counting them: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th Asiri Kodesh. Right? So that's Bnei Maron. So we have to understand. This is an analogy. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. This is the individual way He judges us. He judges us like sheep of a flock, right?
So every tenth
and the tenth one is Maisa. So what's this to do with how He judges us? That's what we have to understand. Huh?
Why? He doesn't have to do that. He can count all of us like that.
Yeah, the Gemara is giving you an analogy. What's the Gemara doing? The Mishnah is telling you HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges you like Bnei Maron. The Gemara is explaining what is this Bnei Maron. So Gemara is effectively explaining to you what type of judgment he's individually judging you. So now we're trying to work out what is that type of judgment. Why is the example like sheep who are counted for Maisa and the tenth one gets offered as a korban? Mm-hmm. Right? The whole point of this counting is who's going to be the tenth. The point of this counting is who's going to be the tenth. There's a purpose to this counting. We're not counting the individual because we're interested so much in this individual. We're counting to this individual because we want to get to the Maisa. So you, as a flock, we're judging you. We're looking at you. We're counting you. Right? You know, is there a difference between one sheep and another? Would you say it's the difference between one sheep and another? Right? It's just a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. He goes, so the judgment on the individual is what? He's the one who's going to bring on the tenth. The tenth is going to be holy. So that means, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it seems to be, we're looking at an individual not as him as an individual, as he is an individual with regards to producing the tenth. He is an individual with regards to producing the Maisa, the Kodesh. There's a Gemara like that, right? Says, we're going to learn it in Pirkei Avos. Says, we're going to learn, says, Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. Make many, many Talmidim. Why? Because from 1,000 Talmidim, one will be Yotze Lahora. That's a very weird Mishnah. You teach 1,000 students so that one comes out to be a big rabbi, a big Talmud Chacham, a big person Paskens Hara. So like all these other people are just like, you know, Lahavdil, just to get him. That's what it seems from the Mishnah. We're judging each person in with regards to, we get out the 10th out of him. That means you're judged with regards to the person who's going to come out. This Kodesh, this Maisa, this 10th person who's going to be the offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in you in as much as you're going to bring out the 10th. You understand?
Doesn't mean that one guy in the minyan isn't going to be written into the book.
Right? The first thing the Gemara is telling us, there's an aspect of your individual judgment which is related to this person who's going to be the Kodesh. He's going to be the Holy One. He's going to be the one who's the closest to Hashem. He's going to be the Korban to Hashem. You're here for the one who goes to Hora'ah. You're going to be judged on that. You're going to be judged on how here are you helping to bring out of Klal Yisrael the Maisa? How are you helping to bring out of Klal Yisrael the one who goes to Hora, the Godel, the big Talmud Chacham? How are you helping? How are you doing that? How are you an individual? You're going to be judged on that. That's the first thing. I have to understand, why is that an individual? Why is that an individual judgment? That's not an individual judgment. That means, how am I as a cloud? And what's it? That's what I mean, cloud. That means the only thing I wanted is one guy. And now let me tell you another Gemara. The Gemara says something like this. We learn Chumash Bereishis soon. It says Bereishit. Bereishit. What does Bereishit mean? So Rashi has a problem. Bereishit bara. So Rashi says Bereishit. Read it. Bishvil Reishit bara. Because of Reishit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What's Reishit? Reishit means the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the Jewish people. Hello, how many of us are there? 40 million. And how many Chinamen are there?
49.
40 million.
14.
Yeah, 14.
Oh.
Right. How many Chinamen are there? I don't know. Come billion. And how many other? Well, take it. Didn't you create Chinamen as well? Right? I mean, I know they have different eyes and stuff like that, but you know, you did create them as well. You did create Americans. You did create all these other people. So it means all these constellations were created just for the Jewish people? What does that mean? Now let me tell you another Gemara. The same Chazal says, you know why Bishul Reishis? Who's Reishis? The Torah. The world was created for the Torah. Now the thing it says, Bishul, who was Reishis? The Tzaddikim. The world was created Tzaddikim. So those guys who aren't Tzaddikim, and if you go by the Balatadia, like, forget about us, right? Okay. So the world wasn't created for us. What's the Gemara? What's it? And then there's another Gemara in Brachos. It says, you know the whole world was created for who? A Yirei Shamayim. The whole world was created, Kedai, the whole world to be created for this one guy who has fear of heaven. We're not going to go what fear of heaven is. I mean, all you guys were created for this guy. Including me, I was created for this guy as well. It means I wasn't created for my own purpose. What's the Gemara talking about? What is it talking about? The Gemara's not saying it was created for this guy. It doesn't mean that. It means the more you're in tune with that, the more you have a reason for being created. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying your tachlis, your purpose, is to become a tzaddik. The tachlis of Umas HaOlam is to be copying Klal Yisrael, to becoming an Oved Hashem. That's a tachlis. If you're living for the purpose of the world, which is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have more of a reason for being created. So the more you live with that purpose, the more you were created. The more there was purpose in your creation, because you're living with that purpose. The Gemara is basically telling you what's your purpose. So now, when we go back to this Gemara, it's not telling you that. It's telling you, listen, you know what you were created for? To be a Korban Lashem. To be Maisa. To be this Korban that comes close to Hashem. So long as you're not that, you're that's what you're being judged on now.
You're one of the herd.
But we want you to be, and you could possibly be, that one that becomes Maisa. You could be that. You're being judged on bringing that out. Bringing that out in the world, in his individual, bring that out in your individual world. That's what the Gemara is saying. How much are you this Kodesh, this holy person, this person who's the Korban, the one coming close to Hashem? How much are you? That's the first judgment. You understand? How much is that? You're bringing that out in the world. You with me? That's the first Gemara. Now we'll do the second. So that's the first individual judgment. That makes sense. Yeah? And it also makes sense if to be Motzi Lahora, you have 1,000 Talmidim to one. That's telling you what's your tachlis. What's the tachlis of those 1,000 Talmidim? They're sitting in Yeshiva. What's the tachlis? So they will use the Torah to come out with it, Hora'ah, a way of behavior. They will learn from the Torah how to live life. That's the tachlis of learning Torah. That's what it's telling you. You understand? That's a completely different understanding. Now the Chazal makes sense. You understand? Well, at least we understand it. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's an understanding of that Chazal. You with me? Now let's go back to the second reason. So now, Reish Lakish. So that's the first judgment. That's the first opinion. Now, Reish Lakish Amar, Kema'alot Beit Maron. Like the going up of Beit Maron. So let's see Rashi again. Rashi's right? Kema'alot Beit Maron. He says, Haderech Katsa, the way is very narrow. Ve'ein shnayim yochlim lelech ze betzad ze. Two people can't go on the same way, on the same path. Sha'emek amok, right? The depths on the side of this road is deep. Mishnei tzidei haderech, from both sides of the derech. So what's he telling you? Why do you think two people can't go there? Because if two people go there, one's going to fall. That means only one person can go at a time. And you're going up. Right? It's going up, and it's an individual going up. And no two people could go on that same derech at the same time. What's that telling you? Yeah? So what we're saying here, we're saying as follows. That you, or each individual has his own journey upwards, his own growth path. No individual has the same. If you want to put two people on the same path, one's going to fall. Because that's not his path. If you go two people on the same path, you're going not your own path. Everyone has his individual way of avoda, his individual way of going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his individual way of rising. You go the path of another person's way, right? You might fall, because that might be your way. You can learn from other people. You can go after another person. He's also going up, so you work out. These are stumbling blocks, these are not stumbling blocks. But you can't go with him. You can't be on the same pathway. You can learn from him, but you can't be on him. You have your individual pathway. And remember, that pathway is very narrow. You don't go on that pathway, you're going to fall. There's only one pathway you have. Work it out. You're an individual, and there's an individual way you have of serving your Creator, in rising up to him. Find it. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing? We're judging us on how much we've gone on that individual pathway of our own personal pathway, that we found it and we're rising up to it. That's what we're being judged. So that's Reish Lakish. Okay, the third opinion. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Says Rav Yehuda Neva Shmuel. Kechayalot shel Beis David. Like the army of Beis David. That's a third opinion of what we're being judged on. So let's see. The Kibnei Maron, what does it mean? Kibnei Chayalot Shel Melech, like the army of the king, right? You're being individualized as a soldier of the king. Maron Loshen Marut, it's a Loshen of, how do you say Marut? No. Marut means master. Va'adnut, mastery. Kach hayu monim otam. That's how they counted them. Yodzim zeh achazeh betzeitam lemilchama. When they would go to a war. So in counting, remember, counting means putting a person in his tafkid, putting a person in his position. So now you are, right, God's army. You each have an individual purpose. An individual purpose with regards to the klal. So the third thing you're being judged on is, what's your individual purpose? Your individual purpose with regards to Klal Yisrael. How do you fit in the picture of Klal Yisrael as an individual? That's the third thing you're being judged on. So let's go back. We have three things. The first one is how much you're leaving up to your tachlis of being a korban la'Hashem, coming close to Hashem. That's ma'isa. Second one is, what's that? That you're being judged on how much you're finding your individual way to be Oved Hashem. The third one is, what's your specific way in the klal? How is this your specific way in the klal? Are you part of the klal in your specific way? Right? So those are the three types of an individual way of being judged. Now let's talk about individuality. What does that mean practically for us? The world got rid of individuality. Many people speak about this. If you want to look at a book, there's a book called The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm, right? Yeah, okay. So, with the Industrial Revolution, right? Hey, look, you have this shirt? So do a million Americans, right? You have an iPhone? So do how many million or 2 billion, I don't know how many, right? There are a lot of people who have them, right? You have glasses? Many people have that. You have a kippah? Well, everyone looks like that. Have a hat? Everyone has a borsalino, right? Everyone looks the same. Everyone has more or less what everyone else has. You buy shoes? No. Shoemaker makes you a pair of shoes. You go buy and you buy a pair of shoes that this style most people have. So wearing sort of the same stuff. I mean, we can change over colors and stuff like that, but more or less newspapers and fashion and all these things. We think we're individuals in the way we dress, but it wasn't like before that your mom sewed you something that no one else sewed, or you had an own specific shoe that no one else had, or you made it to fit exactly and only your foot is that way. We, in this world, became less of an individual. We became a number. You have a factory line. You work on a factory line. You put a screw in. You put a thing in. You don't do an individual work. You don't creative. We lost our creativity. The world made us. That's the way of the Western world. You lost your creativity. You're a voter. You're a consumer. You get thought of in that way as a group. Because now I want to sell a product. I want to sell a product to the majority of the group. So I have to find out what's similar about everyone. It's also much better for me as a prime minister or as a person who wants to control or a person who wants to sell products if I can somehow psychologically weigh these people to want something as an individual group. That way I can sell it. So advertisements and all these things are trying to convince a group of people to think the same way. You understand? That's what they're doing. Right? So we're trying to make people similar. We don't want guys who want, I like a chocolate fudge with small bits of coconut. And I like chocolate fudge with large bits of coconut. No, we'll convince everyone that small bits of coconut are the best thing to have in your ice cream, right? That way we only have to make one type of ice cream to sell to everyone. Understand? So we're trying to get rid of the individual. What are we saying? We're saying the opposite. You've come to yeshiva, right? You're learning here. You're all learning Gemara. You're all learning the same Masechet. You're all reading the same Tosfos. You're all davening the same tefillah. Right? Sounds. You're all, when you get a little bit more frum, you're all wearing black and white. You all got that hat on, which looks really good, and the thick band around it, right? So you look real yeshivish and the knitch, whatever. But we all look the same. And you know what happens? We do the same thing in our avoda, in our Yiddishkeit. It all becomes, yeah, what do you do? Oh, I'm a balabos. I go to work, I do earn a living, I give maisa, I learn with a chavrusa, and I have a wife and kids, and we send them to X school, which everyone sends there, and I'm from. And I stamp, yeah, you're kosher. Another guy, yeah, right, chicken. Another one. Oh, we did it, we made it. Look, statistics show. We made, right? We made, look at our statistics, right? And they do this, even the Kiruv. Look at our statistics. We get 10% success rate with our Baal Tshuva, right? What about the individual? What's that 10%? What do you mean 10%? That means it's a group? Obviously it's not. But that's how people think, because that's how people think in business. But that's not the reality. The reality, if you created one person who's an Oved Hashem, the whole yeshiva was worth it. The whole system was worth it. That's what we said. The whole world was worth it. The Arizal said, you heard of the Arizal? He taught Rav Chaim Vital all the Kabbalah we have today. How long did he teach him all the Kabbalah we have today? One year. He taught him all the Kabbalah we have today. The Arizal said his tachlis for coming to this world was to reach his Talmud Rav Chaim Vital. When Rav Chaim Vital died, he put it in Geniza, because he felt the world wasn't fitting to it. So the Arizal came to the world to teach a Talmud 1 year, and then he put it in the Geniza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had other plans. It was taken out from the Geniza, and that's what we learned. That's how we understand Kabbalah today, right? But from his point of view, his tachlis was to teach a Talmud and put the stuff in the Geniza. That means to teach one person. That makes sense?
Put it
away, not to be used. Yeah? That makes sense. That doesn't make sense from a Western point of view. The purpose of life, you have to become prime minister, you have to change the world, you have to be a successful businessman. Right? We're not saying that. We're not saying be successful. Round of applause. We're not saying that. That's chitzonius. That's not what Avodas Hashem is about. Avodas Hashem is pnimius. It's your inner world, your inner individuality. You can wear the same hat. You can wear the same clothes. You don't have to be an individual in your clothing. You don't have to be individual in terms of the applause you get from other people. I did this. Look how many people I was mekarev. Look what I did in the world, right? That doesn't make you an Oved Hashem. Your avoda is in your individual avoda. How are you a tzaddik? That's between you and your creator. When you daven, there's two people davening. They're saying the same tefillah. Everyone says the same Shemoneh Esrei. You said the same Shemoneh Esrei as him today? Yeah. What makes you different from him? You cloned your davening, right? I thought about different things. Your kavana is different. I can see your kavana. I know what your kavana is. I know what your intentions are. That's an avoda pnimi. Rashi says, what's yirat shamayim? What's fear of heaven? Dava hamasu lelivam shel adam. Something which is given over to the hearts of people. Something which is not known. It's an unknown quantity. It's an individual avoda. You with me? That's what you're judged on Rosh Hashanah. How much are you living up to your individual in these three aspects? That's the avoda pnimis. That's the avoda. Now, we're going to go on with the Gemara. Because the Gemara is going to ask a question. Because the Mishnah says you're judged as an individual. And yet the Mishnah says, brings a pasuk which is talking about the klal. So how this individual fits into the klal? So now let's read on the Gemara. So it says, Amar Rabba Baba Chana, Amar Yochanan, V'kula nisrakim besrika achat. And they're all combed with one comb. What do you mean they're all combed with hairs? Is the difference between one hair and another hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you'd ask me, I'd say,
it's on your head and it's on your chin.
Your hair. There's a difference? This one's next to this one. I wouldn't have known much of a difference. So there's something about us being a klal that we don't see the individuality. And we're all combed with one comb. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, right? Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Af Ana Namitani. We also learn this in the Mishnah. Hayotzer Yachad Libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates together their hearts. Hamevin Et Kol Ma'aseim. He understands all their actions. Maikam, what does this mean? Right? If you want to say hachikama, this is what it means. The barinahu lekule alma, he created all of the world. Umiyachid libayhu, and he put together their hearts. Kahadadi, are they similar? Everyone similar. How can that be? Hakachazin, and we see the love hachi. People aren't similar. People are different. People are individuals. That's what we said above. We're done on our individuality. And the individuality is needed, but the individuality of our pnimius, our inner self. Right? Who? El alav hachikam. This is what it says. Hayotze ro'e yachad libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees together their hearts. Umevin kol et kol ma'aseim. And understands all the actions. Right? In other words, even though the individuals are different, and even each one has his own individual tachlis and purpose in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands all and each person's individual purposes and puts it all together, Basrika Achad, for the general purpose of the world. And that we're also being judged on Rosh Hashanah. We're not only being judged on these three levels of our individuality, we're also going to be judged on that specific individuality, how it fits in the picture of the whole world. Right? And we spoke about this when last week on Thursday, we spoke about that the first day is Dina Kasha, that's an individual judgment. The second day is Dina Rafia, is how we fit in with this big picture of everyone. So it all fits together. You with me? That's what we're saying. So what are we learning from this? What are we learning from this? How to work on your individuality. Individuality is not something chitzoni. It's not something that people see. It doesn't matter if I look like everyone else. It doesn't matter if this guy wears a black hat and white shirt and blue trousers and this one does the same thing, right? It might even be the same. That we don't care. The Industrial Revolution had no effect on us because our way of self-expression isn't what shoe I made. Our way of self-expression is our internal self. The place that I want to become, to find my individuality, and the time for looking for my individuality, this is Rosh Hashanah. What's special about me in this world? How do I have to work on my inner self? In what way? What way to express it in terms of the tachlis of being the Maisa? What way to express it in terms of, right, my individual path? What way to express it in terms of part of the army? Right? Part of the army of Hashem. All those things, all those three ways, I have to come to grappling with. I have to come to understanding. Because I cannot be omed bedin. You can't answer for doing what you're supposed to do if you don't know who you are. If you don't know what you're here for. The only way you can be judged in Rosh Hashanah and say, yeah, I want to get there. You can't say, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come close to you as an individual if you don't know how you have to do it. So our avodah is trying to work out. That's our tshuva. Our tshuva is to return to ourselves, our individuality, our own selves. That's our neshama, our own personal selves. When we know how to do that, that's called tshuva. Then we're over bedin. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. You understand? And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done us. He's telling you, hey, you, wakey, wakey, don't you know you're this? That's what shofar is. Wakey, wakey is shofar. Wakey, wakey. Avoda pnimi. What does the Gemara say? It's an avoda pnimi. It's a kol pnimi. This is the time for the waking up. Most of the time we're in slumber to our individual selves. Most of the time we think we wear a blue shirt and a thing and we're individuals. Right? No. Individuals inside. Nothing I see. That's what makes you an individual. Wakey, wakey to the real self. Wakey, wakey to your inner self. That's the avoda of shofar. That's the avoda of pnimi. It's a call. A voice isn't words. It doesn't have words. A voice is just a call. Sometimes you sing, but just singing without words. And it's something very, very inner. And it's awakening something inner. You feel something inner. That's what we're talking about. We want to come, our inner selves, we want to bring out on Rosh Hashanah. And when we bring out our inner selves, and we say with that deep inner self, I want to be part of your plan in these three ways. I don't know yet. You could even say, I don't know how to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. Help me to find out. But that's where I want to be. That's also good enough. But if you don't even think that you have to have that, you're in the ball game. It's not a strike, right? That's how they say in America, it's not a strike. Okay.
It's clear from your explanation, we can really see why, for example, pride is such a detestable...
Say that?
Why pride, not pride, why envy is such a detestable emotion. Because it seems to reject that notion of individuals. When you seem to say that my self-worth is lacking, and I therefore desire another one, so to take it from you,
right,
because I don't have any of my own.
Yeah, but there's a difference here. You're allowed, envy you're allowed to use for ruchnis, to learn from another person's ruchnis. You see this person successful in ruchnis. He's successful in learning. You're allowed, I told you, when you go on this slope, you're allowed to learn from other people, potholes and stuff like that. You're allowed to learn that.
Yeah, but envy has sort of a negative connotation, such that I think I lack worth because I see you do something honorable.
No.
I don't think that's...
No, say like this. Envy is bad, even for good things, if I see a person and I envy him in an individual way. If I envy his actions, his good actions, that's a positive worth of envy. If I envy him, that means I want to be better than him. Even in Ruchnius, that's a bad form of envy. You understand the difference? If it's an individual envy, I want to be better than Reuven. Not that I want to... Reuven does great things. I want to learn from Reuven and I want to copy him. Yeah? That's a different form. That's okay. You understand the difference? Okay, we'll stop here.